guys. This is Chip Ridge. This is episode 4. We've had 3 great guests, and we're following up with a 4th, Laura Pamatian. Did I say it correctly?
That's right.
My Kentucky vernacular always gets me. We are very excited about having Laura because Laura brings so many different connections and experience. And truly, as I've met different people in the space, I have not met anybody that is as dialed into what's going on in blockchain cryptocurrency, specifically in the real estate space. Laura's gone all in a very constructive way. So without further ado, I'm going to let Laura tell a little bit about herself, and then we're going to jump into the conversation.
Thanks, Chip. I so appreciate being here, and I appreciate what you're doing for the community. All just getting all this kind of information out there is so important. So thank you for that. Just a little bit about me. I've been in real estate and development for 20 years. I started my career on the island of Maui, which was beautiful and amazing. And I started in a resort market in general brokerage. We worked a lot with new construction. We had a lot of new construction projects at the time. And I found myself invited to work on a Ritz-Carlton, which was being offered in pre-construction. So pre-construction, full ownership residences, and then also the traditional fractional type of interest, right? 1/12 interest, the old kind of way that they used to do that. And then I loved it so much, I wanted to stay in that sector of the industry. So I pivoted into new construction, and I ended up in the Caribbean on a few other branded luxury residential resort offerings, Mandarin Oriental, Auberge, Fairmont. Ended up back in the US on a W, and then back to the Caribbean on a Grand Hyatt. And then I was on my way to a Four Seasons in Nashville, and I got a call that they shut the building down because of COVID. And I ended up back here in Palm Beach. I had to unwind that whole thing. And, you know, as everybody had time on their hands during COVID, I also advocate against child trafficking. And I was on a legislation call, and I started hearing about technology and how AI and blockchain was affecting that industry and how they were using that tech to the benefit of the industry and helping out. Started having a conversation with one of the girls that was on the call, and they were building a blockchain. And I was like, wow, what is this? And how is this helping with everything that's going on? And she started telling me, and I realized very quickly that it was going to affect everything in every single sector. She invited me to consult basically on their real estate vertical. And I did that. And I tried to learn everything I could about what they were doing and decided to pivot again into the space. And I went all in, like you said. And now I have been working as much as I possibly can, learning as much as I possibly can, and working in the space. Last year, we launched a consulting business that works with commercial property owners and developers on how to implement AI and blockchain technology in their projects.
Well, that's a really fascinating story. It's interesting how you got involved. I mean, you had me at Maui, and then you had me at Four Seasons, and then you had me at the W for you, you know, to be working on your passion project and then be on a call and be listening in, and then to sort of your takeaway there beyond, you know, this is great for what I'm doing, but also, wait a minute, I'm a real estate professional. I understand development. I understand how these projects work. I understand, you know, there's a lot of intersection there. So, and then to run with it like you have is really impressive. And it's amazing. And how you and I came together with through the Florida Blockchain Business Association. I mean, that's been a great connector and just so many good people. We had Sam on for the podcast. And
I love Sam.
He was fun. He was telling us about all the legislative initiatives that they have going on and some of the successes, which was really cool. Well, let's talk about some projects that you are currently involved in. I know with Height Zero, your consulting group, that you all have been very active in terms of doing networking, creating events, connecting people in the business, recruiting people into the space. So talk a little bit about what some of the current projects that you're involved in and some of the exciting things going on in that sector.
Yeah, and it's so exciting because there's so many different aspects in the real estate space that are starting to evolve and emerge. I mean, for me, I always have loved you know, new projects and things that are coming up and learning. So it's just been amazing. Our primary focus right now, we've gotten a lot of traction in the tokenization space. And because that tech is being implemented globally, right, successfully globally, and now some of these projects are starting to trade on the secondary market. I mean, there's just so many use cases, and developers are so interested in the tech, right? The commercial asset owners are so interested in the tech because of all of the benefits. And we've gotten a lot of traction in that regard. So we've been working with them to, you know, provide information and consult through the introduction of, you know, learning about the technology and then also managing the project. So we come in and we assess the project and look at what they're doing. And if it makes sense, right, because not all projects make sense to tokenize, but if it makes sense, then we start to connect the dots and make the introductions and start to manage the relationships that are all involved in that tokenization process, from valuation to legal to the actual tech implementing the technology, to manage the capital stack and the issuance of the tokens, to the secondary market, marketing, all of those different things that come into play when you're trying to create a successful offering in tokenization. And we just manage that whole process.
That's really, I think, you know, as I've sort of sat back and watched over the last, you know, year and a half, when tokenization was really first brought onto my radar, obviously you look at it and you're like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Creates more liquidity and it reduces the barriers to entry. I mean, we could go through the list on and on. What's interesting is that you all, your group is actually executing, because that's been my big thing. We can all go through the value prop and we can all talk about how great the utility of blockchain could be. We could talk about how cryptocurrency can enhance certain financial marketplaces and so forth. But I think what has been lacking has been actual integration, you know, taking that and activating it. So help the listeners who are thinking about this, give them maybe a peek under the hood of sort of how some of these conversations and these developments that now are the ball is rolling and you're starting to go through the workflow of what needs to happen first, second, and third. Give us an idea of how those come about and what filters you would put on people, because you hit it too. Tokenization, especially right now, isn't for, I think, you know, obviously once we get more and more and more and there's more people doing it and there's a lot more adoption, which is enhance the scalability, and there's going to be more players to provide services, that'll make, you know, barriers to entry come down. But talk about sort of early adoption users and what they should be looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most ideal and the, you know, particularly with use case has been existing asset, right? Being able to access existing equity that an asset owner has in their building and then being able to recapitalize, right? So if they have an example, if they have a $100 million building that they own and it's stabilized and there's equity in that building and they need, say, $20 million maybe for a renovation or maybe for a new project or an acquisition of something else, and they have equity in that building, we can actually access that equity using blockchain technology through tokenization. Allow them to create an offering, right, with all of the compliance of issuance and filing with the SEC or maybe even registration with the SEC, depending on the offering, and going through those steps in a compliant way and helping them to capitalize, right? Helping investors start to be able to have the option and the opportunity to own commercial real estate at a much lower, like you said, lower barrier of entry, right? Much a lower price point. So instead of having to come to the table with millions of dollars to invest in a commercial asset, now accredited investors can come in and maybe with $10,000 or $100,000 or maybe $1,000, depending on the minimum buy-in. So there's a lot of positive things that are coming out of this. And I just can't help when I looked at the model and I just saw this being a win-win-win, right? For everyone involved, everyone's winning. So it's really, it's hard to think that this isn't going to be a very successful technology, right? A very successful change in the market, right? It's just going to change everything, particularly in the real estate market, which has been archaic, as you know, right? Forever.
Yeah. And it's, I go back to the fact that you all are actually putting this technology into use. And this is the hard stage. So really, because some people would want to sort of sit back and see how regulation could potentially impact some of this. They're just going to have to be some people that forge ahead and try to create standards that we can all live by. And I think if we do it with proper intent and thoughtfulness, which is what, you know, working with a group like yourself, where it's more about bringing together the right parties, not just sort of freewheeling. It's one of those, like, let's bring all the stakeholders that have been vetted out and that have, you know, demonstrated a certain amount of knowledge. So talks a little bit. I know you are very active in terms of the blockchain. It's sort of an organization fraternity. There's a lot of people that are, you know, that are out there that are active, that are committed to the space. Talk about getting involved in that side of it and some of the opportunities, and then and candidly, some of the challenges maybe that people would see, so that people who are listening who maybe want to take that first step in and go to a conference or get on one of these webinars, some of the tips that you would give them, because you've obviously had to start somewhere and now you're all over the place and it's always cool spots with cool people.
Yeah. And I so appreciate that. And I, you know, in the beginning, just like anybody who's darting, and we've all started, right? We've all started down this road somewhere in the learning process. I was lost in the weeds. I was so far lost in the weeds. I was trying to learn everything I could about blockchain. And, you know, I was learning about DeFi and NFTs and I mean, all kinds of different aspects of the tech, right? And what a wallet is. And it was just, it was a lot in the beginning. It's difficult to try to figure out where to start, but just start, right? That's all I can say is just start. Don't be intimidated by the language, right? Because it's like learning a new language. And that was the best advice I ever got. If you learn the language, you're not going to get left behind, right? So learn the language, just listen to podcasts, listen to YouTube, you listen to anything out there that's talking about the topic and continue to listen to it. And you will continue to hear terminology and it'll start to make sense after a while. And then you're going to know what they're talking about. And the next thing you know, you're going to be talking to others about it. And I mean, that's kind of how it started for me. And being able to network, I do that naturally. I love to network. So I am always putting myself out there. But if you're not someone that does that, just, you know, I could just encourage you to learn through this kind of opportunity, right? Just through other people who are out there. I think the biggest hurdle was trying to find others, right? It was almost like, I mean, I felt alone for a long time. I'm like, who else is out there that's interested in this? Who else is out there that, it, you know, is kind of like me, wants to know and is forging forward, trying to figure it out. And, you know, I started to get on LinkedIn. I started to go to conferences and, you know, just kind of show up. And the next thing you know, you have one person and then you have five people. And then, you know, then I'm joining the FBBA, which was an incredible opportunity, right? And then I'm joining Fibre, which was another incredible opportunity. And then I'm invited, you know, I'll start being invited to speak at conferences, which is so fun. And then you meet more people. So I would just say, just start and just try to put yourself out there and start to listen and learn the language.
And I will say, I was in the conference that we did in Tampa, and you were on the panel Women in Blockchain, and you all had quite a star-studded panel. It was fun to watch, and that's what I've been so fascinated and overwhelmed is all the talent that's in the space. When people, you know, some of my friends honestly roll their eyes, they're like, what is, you know, have you become a crypto crazy? Are you doing this? Are you down in your basement trading Dogecoin and all this? And I'm like, listen, guys, I get it. I you know, are you living in the metaverse? I'm like, maybe I should move, but
right?
Yeah, the metaverse seems to be a pretty cool place. My kids definitely love it, playing the games. But you know, my takeaway though, and I share this candidly with some of the people that do sort of not blow it off, but just roll their eyes a bit. There's a lot of elements, but there's a lot of very, very, very smart people. And then on top of that, and this is, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, there's a lot of money that's flowing into the space investment. And these are people that are smart investment people. And I know you see it all the time. And there's new people coming in. And maybe if you could share some of just what you've sort of seen in the last 6 months, because you know, just watching sort of Height Zero and some of the things that you all are involved in, you know, it seems that especially the tokenization, but maybe comment on just the people that you're seeing that are starting to really get engaged in the space.
I mean, it's mind blowing, right? People who had, and I've heard, maybe I wasn't necessarily there at the time they were rejecting the idea of getting involved, but very, very smart, very successful institutional type of players, right, are very much involved now, right? And you have to wonder if they did the kind of due diligence that it was going to take for them to change their mind, right? And they actually changed their mind and now they're pursuing it. Now they're getting involved. Now they're starting to implement the tech into their businesses and all of these other things. There has to be something very valid about the technology, right? And what's happening in the technology, because there's no way that those who, you know, had a lot to lose, right? They had a lot to lose and they risked a lot to change their mind would have done that if there wasn't validity to it. So I think that has been really encouraging. It's been validating. I have been seeing a lot of people in the space that particularly in development, right? Because I work in the development space. Developers who a few months ago, I would go up and I'd approach and I'd try to have a conversation and they would be like, you know, that's not really for us, or, you know, we're not really that interested. And I was just at a conference recently, started having a conversation, very well-known developer that has so much depth and interest, gave me 2 minutes of his time. And in those 2 minutes, I was able to clarify two very misunderstood misconceptions. You know, now all of a sudden he's like, wow, I had no idea. What's beyond that? Like, so how does this work? And just that is enormous for our industry, right? Just those kinds of questions, just the curiosity is so important. And I really think, you know, you look at what happened with NFTs and you look at what happened with the metaverse, right? All of a sudden, Facebook says the word metaverse, right? And all of a sudden, everyone is all about the metaverse, right? There are going to be these really big players in the real estate space, in the development space, in the commercial asset ownership space that are going to say tokenization, and the entire industry is going to turn their head and start looking in their direction to figure out, wow, if they're doing it, there must be something to it, right? Why would they be doing this? So it's going to happen and it's happening quickly and I'm seeing it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and a real tribute to you that you got in it with really not, it wasn't as if you were brought in, you were hired in or whatever. I mean, you did this on your own volition. You didn't have a lot of corporate cover to go out and explore the space. This was what we call the old bootstrapping model. So I've been so impressed just to watch how you and your team are pushing through. Before we wrap up here, you've been going to a lot of conferences. You've definitely been promoting and organizing meetups, which I think are awesome. And you put like a social spin on it, which I think is fun and great, because then it opens it up to people who may be intimidated, maybe overstate that, but you know what I mean? Formal conferences. You almost feel like that, well, I'm committing on business, but if you do it more in a social setting, then you open it up. But talk about some of the things you have coming up. I know you're involved in a speaker panel in Miami coming up that I wish I was there, but I'm on family spring break.
Yeah, we wish you were there too. We love your expertise. I mean, those are the fun things. It's, you know, when I first started speaking in public, I told you I advocate against child trafficking. I was actually a volunteer team leader, and we would go and give presentations, and I learned a lot from those experiences, just kind of getting up and, you know, just speaking your truth. I was very intimidated at first, but now it's like, you got to get out there and share the knowledge, right? Share what you know and realize everyone in this space is at the beginning. It doesn't matter if they've been in the business for 2 years or 5 years or whatever it is, 10 years even, we're all still at the beginning. And it's important to get out there and get involved and encourage conversations and, you know, participate in events that are happening. And I feel very fortunate to be able to speak at the Reblock conference that's coming up. I think that is going to be an excellent event. The participants, the speakers, the content, they're amongst the leaders, right? The pioneers in the space. I always say, you know, who watches 1883? It's like one of my favorite movies, right?
Yeah.
It's like that, right? It's like that. Yeah. It's pioneering. I mean, it's like that, if not worse. So it's fun. And I think that you know, not only that, there's a crypto conference. There's so many other conferences that are coming up. There's real estate conferences that are coming up in the fall that I'm excited to participate in and have been invited to speak at. So that's going to be fun. That'll involve a little bit of travel.
I'm sure it'll be somewhere cool and you'll be having a big time. Well, last thing, talk about sort of if you had a crystal ball, which we know you do have, give us your look into the future in the next, you know, let's just say 2 years. I don't like to go too far out because we don't know what won't be a doomsdayer, but you know, let's just stick to 2 years. What do you see as really the next evolution and what we're going to be talking about relative to a blockchain, real estate, and cryptocurrency?
You know, I really see the topic of tokenization. I work a lot with that because that's what everybody wants to talk about right now, right? There's just so much benefit to everyone. Like I said, it's a win-win. So how could you go wrong, right? It's just a matter of trying to navigate the regulation and stay compliant and do everything the right way as best you can so that you're setting good examples and that you're setting positive examples for others to continue to move and follow and progress this industry. I also think that potentially, I mean, what's happening in the metaverse with development and digital twins and VR and AR tech and everything that's happening in there, I think there's a lot of room for that too. That's going to be coming up over the next couple of years. But in particular, I mean, I'm just going to stay in my lane, right? And be focused as much as I can on tokenization, because I think that is truly going to revolutionize, right? Disrupt everything that's happening in the commercial real estate space.
I agree with you 100%. As I look at probably the overused word, but it's the real word, use case, there is, if you're looking at what we can do today, where we can take the technology and deploy it and see the highest and best return, tokenization to me, because of where it is in the life cycle so far and how quickly it's gotten there. And then you hit it on the head, how you're having some real tried and true developers, investors, real estate professionals that have been around, have been through many cycles, and they're seeing the real value in it. That's the trigger point for me to say, okay, wait a minute. This isn't just, you know, a fad. This isn't people trying to deploy technology maybe where it doesn't need to be deployed. This is people who understand, who've invested a lot of time, energy, and money over the years. And they're realizing that, okay, here's another tool that I can use to create either value in my asset, create an opportunity to fund my asset. There's so many different tools that utility for it. And then on top of it, you know, I see the opportunity for the more the entry level and people who in the past have maybe not been able to participate in certain aspects of real estate and that balance sheet enhancement that real estate gives you. You know, bringing them in is, you've said it, the win-win. And that's what excites me. I think even in the affordable housing space, I think there's some great intertwining there that we could really leverage out to get people that before maybe home ownership wasn't an opportunity through fractional ownership, through the tokenization, there could be some real opportunity there. So the sky really is the limit. And, you know, the biggest takeaway for people during this conversation is Laura has spent so much time investing in, you know, I've done it for the past year and a half. And if I'm walking the dog, I'm listening to a podcast, you know, and not, they're not all created equal. And you sort of pick the ones you like. And some of it, you know, doesn't necessarily suit what I'm really interested in. But there's so much information out there that I can't help absorb it. And then it spawns questions. And then I do research. And then work with people like yourself and get involved in the blockchain association. So there's a lot of things. How can people get in touch with you for follow-up questions? And if they want to potentially engage your services or they're interested in just exploring more about it?
Yeah, I so appreciate that. I would just in follow-up to what you said real quick is that it's so important to know who you're talking to and who you're working with and that they are reputable. And there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of companies out there that are venturing into this space and not necessarily having the type of experience and backing and credibility, right, that we all hope that everyone has. So it's important to work with a company, and that's what we do, right? There aren't many of us out there right now. I don't even know if there's another one, maybe one or two, but you have the opportunity to work with someone who's already done the work, right? We've already looked at a lot of these companies. We're very plugged into what they're doing on a weekly basis, right? And what's happening in the space and who's actually being productive and the gains and losses and pitfalls that might be happening in the space. So to save a lot of time, save money, right? Try to find those who are fine-tuned the process, right? And make it easier. We are located in South Florida, but we work everywhere, right? We have projects overseas right now that we're working on. We have projects in the US that we're working on. HeightZeroRealEstate.com is our website. Everything is there that you would need to get started. You can contact me through the website.
She's a great LinkedIn follow. I would highly encourage anybody. And I mean that with all sincerity. And you do, I think, a fabulous job of sharing thoughtful content. I mean, there's a lot of content out there, and some of it is honestly hype. And then there's others that it's actually, you know, somebody taking some time to really get a story and try to get as much of the factual information out there. So kudos on that. Well, thank you for joining us. This has been fun. Really enjoy it. I'm going to miss you next week, but we'll do it again, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you, Chip, for everything that you're doing in the space. I mean, you're doing it the right way. And I appreciate the support and the encouragement. You're always there. Just, you know, a big, huge fan in the industry for sure. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. We're one day at a time, one block at a time, right? Well, thanks again. And we'll hope to have you back in a year hopefully sooner than that, we can talk about more fun projects. Okay. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks.